Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yes. I was looking at my bank statement today, and I noticed your company is on my invoice for something I have no clue what you guys are, what kind of business you are.
Okay. Well, you've reached out to a third-party call center, ma'am. I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors. I'm happy to check in our system, see if I can pull up anything with your name and zip code.
Okay. Jennifer Ambrusco, and that's A-M-B-R-U-S-K-O. And what else did you need?
Your zip code, please.
Oh, 14221.
All right. I believe I found you here. Just want to be sure. Could I ask for a matching street address?
25 Youngs Road, Williamsville, New York, 14221.
All right. Perfect. Allow me just a quick second to have everything fully loaded. I can provide more information.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. So what I'm bringing up is where on May 16th, it looks like you would have been billed an amount of $7.95. $7.95. That got you a sweepstakes draw, and it was a chance to enter and win a kitchen mixer. It had also led to a membership, a monthly membership for the discount shopping store. That's the fee built of $56.95. Here on the 20th, for that, you are sent a monthly gift card in the value of $125 for the discount.
I did not finish that when I saw that I was going to have to pay something more than $2 and shipping and handling for a mixer. So I did not sign up for that monthly gift card because I can't afford that at all. So I never finished my info. So I need that refunded. Just take my name out of the system and refund my money.
Right. I'm truly sorry. See, all fields had been completed as far as the customer and payment information. I'm going to go ahead and submit a cancellation here for you. As far as the membership fee that had been built, as a courtesy, I would be able to settle a 35% refund on that amount. The gift card had been sent to the email provided.
No, I did not finish filling out any info to have anything taken out of my bank. So I just want it all refunded.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I understand, but we do have the full card information on file, the complete address, email,
for
and
the mixer.
Number.
For the mixer.
Right,
but
and there.
The card. I never ordered a card.
Right, but that was in the terms explaining it will join you into the membership. There's no option one way or the other. But
yeah,
on the misunderstanding.
Okay, is there a supervisor that I could please talk to?
We all follow the same protocol, ma'am. The terms explain the membership fee. The most we're able to help out is meeting the customer halfway.
Halfway what?
A 50% refund on the billed membership fee.
And that was that $54 one?
You were billed $56.95 here on the 20th for the membership fee.
So there's no way to get it all back?
Unfortunately not, ma'am. The email provided was mohawkjen@yahoo.com. That's where the gift card had already been sent out to.
Well, I haven't seen no gift card in my email either.
truly sorry, ma'am, for any confusion on the terms. I can definitely have a request put through that the gift card is resent. We do have confirmation. It was sent to the email on file. I would suggest you check anywhere between the 16th to the 20th. Check in junk and spam and social and promotion folders as well. I'm going to go ahead and I'm happily, happy to submit that 50% refund, and it should settle in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and what about the $7.95?
That enrolled in the sweepstakes that provided the drawing entry.
I didn't know it was a sweepstakes. It said if you want a $2 stand mixer, there were so many available left, and that's what I did. That's the only thing I put my info in for.
And that information.
I knew I would probably pay for shipping and handling. So the $7.95, I really did not question since I know who you are now. But as for that other card thing, I did not sign up for that.
That information was provided in the terms to explain that the sweepstakes does join you into the monthly membership.
They should explain it at the beginning then, because I would not have finished any info at all if I had known that. So I would like my refund.
Understand that refund amount would be $28.47, and it should settle within 3 to 5 business days.
Fine.
And when you're ready, I'd be happy to provide a confirmation number to keep in your records as well.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay. That number is going to be C, as in canceled, 260-266-598.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.